It is the Friday show. We've got Tezza Simakula, we've got Andy McCann, and we've got Ian Ryan here to talk about your weekend's games as they come. But we've also got Rich Hobbs, and the first game is Wolves versus Crystal Palace. So we'll not mess around. We'll get straight over to Rich, where we can talk about why Wolves don't score any goals. Joined by Rich Hobbs to talk about Wolverhampton Wanderers, a side who I've got a lot of respect for. I'm sure you'll have heard that if over the time of Anfield rap shows, a team that one can really admire the way they go about the business. But there is a minor issue at the moment, Rich, and it's that not only are they not scoring enough goals, but they're just not creating enough chances, and they're not creating enough good chances. And I'd say it's not quite a crisis for Nuno. I don't think he's a man who does crises, but it is something that he's clearly been looking to address, and he's not really succeeded.
Yeah, it's almost stemmed from last season in a way, and arguably the season prior, so all of our time in Premier League. We've yet to find that magic formula going forward, and we are heavily reliant on Raúl Jiménez for goals, which in some ways is not a bad thing. And he's shown over two seasons he's good for, you know, half a dozen to 15 goals in the league. But it's the supporting cast that really need to step up for me. And, you know, we could most likely talk about a certain Diogo Jota, who's now doing the business for Liverpool. And arguably, you know, he only performed in sort of peaks and troughs for Wolves. And, you know, his goals per game doesn't really tell a full story from last season, with a couple of hat-tricks in the Europa League. But, you know, for me, a lot of Wolves' strengths and a lot of how they go forward is via the wing-backs. Of course, Matt Doherty moved to Spurs in the summer. We've got Nelson Semedo, who's technically seems to be very astute, but is still trying to find his feet in the system and have the confidence to break through that last third of the pitch and really kind of exploit the space in the same way Doherty did in terms of scoring goals. And we've been without Johnny Otto on the left wing back since the end of last season. And I think he's one of those who is good, dependable, but you don't half miss him when he's gone. And it all of a sudden, just the way he, you know, he's a solid defender, but the way he can sort of start attacks, and also it's really simple stuff, but he's really good at moving after he's passed the ball and pushing play forward and opening up space for the likes of the wide players, so Nesso and Podence. So that seems to have been what the main way that Wolves have really struggled to create chances, because we're missing the input out wide mainly.